The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Joined in studio now by Martin Markey. He is the chief executive of the Hardware Association. So since 2022, they were doing a campaign in relation to dereliction, vacant units, to get tax relief and grants. And there's considerable grants there and success in bringing those to life. But they've now done a survey to look at properties over the shop front. So this would be basically disused premises on floor one and two. And Martin joins us now because he is starting a campaign to try and get these brought into conversion of housing units. And this is very apt insofar as last Friday we covered on the show the 40% drop in planning permissions last year for apartments and the housing numbers output stuck on 30,000. Welcome to the programme, Martin. First of all, just tell us about the dereliction and vacant sites, how that campaign is going.
Okay, well, firstly, Ivan, thank you very much for having us on the programme. And as you say, about two or three years ago, we looked at the whole issue of empty homes, and we started a campaign on it. And I suppose just to put a little bit of context on it, because the whole housing issue is of very much great importance to us. What happens or what doesn't happen in housing is very important. So just to go back a little bit, between 2006 and 22, our population increased by 21%. In that equivalent period between 2006 and 22, our housing stock only increased by 15%. So that difference between the 21% and the 15% equates to about 95,000 units. So that's the backlog. That's the demand that we're in. And at the same time, new builds are slow, to put it mildly. And at the same time as that, we have a huge legacy of vacant properties in the country. You know, it's we're quite at variance with our European partners, but it gives us a huge opportunity to rejuvenate empty properties and above the shop units around the country. So we began the campaign, I think, about two and a half years ago, looking at this, and it's been very, very successful. So in terms of housing, you know, it's probably one of the most successful aspects of housing strategy. At the moment,
well, what are the number? So there are two grants. There's a 50 grand grant and a 20 grand grant where there's a derelict unit. So say I'm in Ballinrobe and there's this a completely idle unit. The advantage of that is that the average cost of a detached house, even a modest one, is about 350 grand.
Yeah.
You can bring these back into vogue. It supports sustainable living, elderly people being close to the shops,
all of that.
And it brings life back to these towns, provincial towns that are under pressure. So it is good in every way. How many people applied for that?
At the end of December, the applications were over 11,327. So we think that can go to about 20,000 realistically. And that's for empty homes. And most of those are standalone houses. What we believe and what we've done this research to try and ascertain is the number of above the shop properties, which would be in addition to that. And I think we found that it's about another 20,000 on top of that. So between empty homes, as in single houses, and above the shop property units, there's about 40,000 units available to us. So at the moment, as I was saying, the vacant homes grant and the demand for that, the appetite for that is huge. And we think it's going to go to about 20,000. As I said, it's about 11,000 at the moment. And we would see similar in terms of above the shop properties. So it's another 20,000 units available.
But the issue here is, are the local authorities taking it seriously? Because, you know, this is right up their alley. We know I think they intend to build 12,000 social and affordable houses this year nationwide. But for the approved housing bodies, Clwyd, Respond and Focus Ireland and all these, the local authorities, you know, have been very slow to do these schemes. How have the local authorities looked at dereliction over the shop units, and have they appointed the right number of staff and so on to promote these schemes?
Well, that is one thing. The grant itself for empty properties, for empty homes, shall we say, is good enough. So there's no real issue there. But the unfortunate thing is that in terms of vacant homes officers, to the best of my knowledge, there's one per local authority. So, for example, at the moment in Kerry, I think there are 278 applications for the Empty Homes Grant, and I think there's one person dealing with that. So the raft of recommendations that we have in this report, they all stand or fail on an increasing number of vacant homes officers and the beefing up of the vacant homes office within the local authorities. It's absolutely okay. Pivotal to the success
so
of this.
This study you've done now for above the shop units, what have been your findings? What are the impediments to people actually turning them into flats and apartments and so on?
Well, the first impediment is the financial constraint, because about 70% of the people in the survey have actually taken it quite seriously and done the numbers on it, and it doesn't at the moment make sense. So, if we look at who owns the properties and what they want to do, about 23% of them want to sell them right off, and what they're looking for is a waiver on capital gains tax for the next 3 years. So that should offload thousands of these properties onto the marketplace for people who want to do something with them. And then about 55% of those surveyed want to renovate and rent them out. And again, what they're looking for is the extension of the vacant homes grant to above the shop properties, because at the moment that doesn't really work.
Okay. Now, one of the differences, however, with just a regular derelict building is that sometimes there isn't a separate entrance to upstairs.
Yes.
And then there's the other issue that if it's used for storage, you don't necessarily need a fire exit. Mm. Some of the fire requirements for, you know, genuine fire requirements for exits and so on for people. Are there practical, technical engineering difficulties?
There are. It didn't come up majorly in this survey, because I think the survey was looking at largely at what are the commercial impediments. And if it's not going to make sense financially, all the rest falls away. That's a secondary consideration. But it did come up as part of the survey that they're looking for, I suppose, uniformity in application of the fire regs and a more simple building regulation format as well.
All right. What's the geography of this? I mean, I've made the point about provincial and rural towns, but the Dublin Task Force has said that, you know, even in the city centre here in Dublin, there are lots of empty units above the shop front. What's the geography of your proposal?
Well, the geography is nationwide. We presented it to David McRedmond, who's heading up the task force in Dublin last Friday, and he's very welcoming of it because, you know, there's huge opportunity in Dublin. Percentage-wise, Dublin is smaller, but you've got to bear in mind the size of Dublin, the proportion of Dublin compared to the rest of the country. But I suppose just looking at where it has been successful, we're talking about 11 counties, largely on the eastern seaboard. So you're talking about Donegal.
Where the demand is greatest.
Huge demand and huge levels of vacancy.
In the eastern or western seaboard?
Western seaboard.
Oh, it's
western
seaboard,
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
So huge demand there. So much so that if the current applications for the empty homes grant come true in the next year and a half, in 11 of the 26 counties, rejuvenated empty homes would be the largest single source of additional housing in those counties. That's how big this is. That's the prize.
Okay. Who are the Hardware Association?
Well, Hardware Association.
Like, is it mom and pop stores or what?
Well, it's a mix. We're the representative body for 400 builders, merchants, hardware shops, and building materials suppliers. So, in retail, our membership includes the Grafton Group, Home Value, Topline, and the small family run hardware shop on the corner. And then in building materials, practically all the manufacturers are members. So, manufacturers such as Saint-Gobain, Kingspan, Dulux, and all the major and niche players.
So it's a big industry, and it's sub-supplied to the entire construction sector, be it greenfield, new build, or whatever.
We underpin housing. Practically everything that goes into all forms of housing, whether it be new build or rejuvenated, is sold through our members.
So finally, we have a new minister for housing, a new minister for local government, James Brown from Wexford. Are you meeting him? What's he saying about this?
Well, we're looking forward to meeting Minister Brown in the next few weeks and a number of other government ministers to put across the case for the above the shop properties. Like, we're hinging this on the success of the empty homes, of the vacant homes, because that's been a huge success, and this can do the same again.
All right, Chief Executive of the Hardware Association in Ireland, Martin Markey, calling for a specific extension of the empty home scheme, the dereliction scheme, to cover over the shop front. Seems to make sense to me. What do you think? 53106. Come.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.